Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the Fuse Alliance Annual Convention in Nashville, and I'm with Jeff Gordon, the Executive Director, and Mike Hutton, the Head of Fuse Commercial. Guys, you doing okay?
Doing great. Thanks, Kemp.
I'm doing great.
Now, most people know Jeff. Jeff, you've been in this business a long time. A long time ago, you were on the manufacturing side of the business, and then you've been a commercial contractor yourself, and now you're the Executive Director. Interesting note to make this year is you are running the show by yourself. There's no Ron Lee, and everything is going smoothly. It's actually the biggest meeting you've had, right?
That's correct. We have a record turnout this year.
And Mike, you're fairly new with your organization and came from Interface. So talk real quickly about what your role is.
Well, my role is to work with Jeff, you know, to help grow our organization and also to run the Fuse Commercial, our national account turnkey program. You know, after 9.5 years at Interface Services, it's an honor to be here and working with Jeff and working with a great group of partners out here.
And you're still based in LaGrange, right?
I am based in LaGrange, Georgia. Yes, sir.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about the meeting. First, I guess just, I know you've added 7 new members this year, so what does that bring your count to so far?
Yeah, we added 7 this year, Kemp. That brings our total to 85, and we're really on a growth curve. I mean, we have markets around the country. We don't have members. We think for us to be a viable organization, growth is a good thing. So we're targeting 10-plus this year.
Okay. We've been here together a couple of days. What do you get a sense of how your members are doing from a business perspective?
I think business is good. I think people are hoping and praying that the rest of the year it'll be good. And I think the vibe here and the energy has been the best I've seen since I've been with the organization. So we've had great feedback from day one, and we're looking forward to a great rest of the meeting.
Mm-hmm. So your theme this year is Us and Fuse. Talk about that.
You know, we reversed the way we do our meetings this year. We did the roundtable first. We normally do it the last day. And that was out of surveys we had sent out to the membership, what they really want to see in a meeting, which the most important thing for them is connection, sharing ideas and thoughts with their peers. So we had just a great day yesterday talking about issues that affect us every day. And that's what the Us and Fuse is about, is our organization is a living, breathing organization, and we want to make sure we're sharing our experiences with each other.
I can tell by looking at who's here and some of the things that are going on, you're putting a big emphasis on your digital tools. I think you're even rolling out a support website today, right?
Yes. We're very excited to announce we're rolling out a brand new website for Experius. In fact, it's actually live, came live on Friday, and it's going to be really designed to be much more user-friendly. It's going to be usable on mobile devices. We're going to be able to take credit cards. And the idea is this is an initiative where the organization, the members get discounts, they get rebates, and it's a chance for them to buy the products really lower than market value. So that's something we really want to focus on this year.
Mm-hmm. And part of the function of this is if one of your vendor partners has a closeout or something like that, you can actually offer deals on this thing, right?
Yeah, we're not there yet on that. That's the last tool to build, but we're going to have an overstock. Because one of the challenges as flooring contractors, we end up with extra material, overage, and we want to give them the capability to be able to sell that on the internet, not only to Fuse members, but anybody who wants to buy is the way to reduce their inventories.
All right. Another thing that I noticed on your agenda, we haven't talked about it yet, is the Spark Awards. Talk about that, if you would.
Yeah, the Spark Awards is a new program we're rolling out today. And basically the idea of that is it's not a design award. It's a flooring excellence award. So we're going to give awards in our meeting next year, 2017, that really focus on things like the toughest subfloor installation, the shortest timeline, the most challenging installation, the best in show, the best branded experience. But it's really for our members to submit projects that use our vendor partners, by the way, not just anybody's products, that showcase installation excellence.
And so the person winning the award is the member, right?
That's absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And I noticed next year you're in Austin, Texas, right?
Yeah, we're going to announce that tomorrow. Normally, when we're at a meeting, we don't have a date and a location, and I'm very excited to say we're way ahead of the curve, and we're already set for next year in Austin.
Mm-hmm. All right, so one of the things that I noticed, you had a great roundtable, as you mentioned earlier, and some of the things that came up that some of your members are struggling with I think should deserve some mention, and also, some of these items are more of your focus on the agenda today. You talked about freight surcharges. You talk about availability of installation labor. You're talking about concrete moisture. You actually have a seminar today where you're bringing Division III and Division IX, so the people who actually put the slab in and then the people who are responsible for putting floor covering on top of it. You have a seminar on that.
Correct.
You have a subcontractor laws seminar today where you're talking about, you know, the 1099 versus employee with installation. So it's a pretty full agenda, isn't it?
We have the most content-rich show we've ever had. And just to touch on a couple of the points you made, I mean, freight surcharges is one of those items where we all know oil prices have dropped dramatically. And freight surcharges are something that are still in our business. It makes it very hard to bid jobs when the freight price basically fluctuates. So we're looking into and trying to get help from our vendor partners as to, number one, why they're there and can we get a better handle around them. That's something that's first and foremost in the minds of our members. Installation availability is a challenge now. It'll be a challenge moving forward. You know, finding people that want to join our workforces that are highly trained. So we're looking at training programs for them. But we want to make sure as the business grows that we're able to back it up with good labor. I mean, we have a great reputation for that. So that's something that's very important. Moisture is always on everybody's mind. It's still our number one issue. We got into some discussion yesterday on that. Like you mentioned, we've got a technology update on that from our experts. And then the subcontractor labor laws, which are already impacting a lot of other trades, and we feel, you know, will basically impact us. And then our keynote speaker, I'm very excited to say, is James Benham. He's a construction technology expert. He speaks around the country. And we've seen in the last 10 years how technology's really changed how our members go to market. That's going to continue to evolve. So his presentation is going to show where the construction industry is headed from a technological standpoint.
Mm-hmm. And then you top it off tonight with an awards dinner that you normally have, right?
Yeah, we love that. That's super fun. You know, all our supplier friends will be there. Our members will be there. And I want to say, you know, with the biggest turnout, not only in members, but suppliers, we had a trade show last night. The vibe in the room was very positive. And we would not be a great organization without our suppliers. We get tremendous support from them. And I would say we're getting more support from our vendor partners than we ever have. Mm-hmm. And we really appreciate that.
Well, Jeff, you're based in California. And Mike, as we mentioned, you're in LaGrange. So I guess you guys are on the road a lot, right?
We haven't been because we've been preparing for this meeting, which you can imagine is a lot of work. And we're a lean organization. Mm-hmm. But I've known Mike for a long time. He and I are personal friends. I have tremendous respect for his talent. And it really made sense for us if we were going to add a partner to this organization to have, you know, I'm on the West Coast, he's on the East Coast. So if anything, that'll help reduce our travel to a degree. But once this meeting is over, we'll both be hitting the road.
Mm-hmm. Now, we should mention one more time that we're missing Ron, but everything's going smoothly, right?
You know, Ron Lee is a personal friend. He's been a mentor of mine my whole career. I miss him dearly. I did invite him. And, of course, he said right away, no. he's really enjoying his retirement. But I think about him all the time, and this organization's where it's at today because of him.
All right, great. Well, it's good to visit with you guys, and it's good to be here with you. Again, I've been talking to Jeff Gordon, the executive director, and Mike Hutton, the head of Fuse Commercial, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.